And just breathe for moments. Just noticing the form of your body, noticing the effect of the day, noticing the shape of your body. Hear this, Malchut, Yesod, Hod Netzach, Tiferet, Gebira Hesed, Da'at, Bina, Chokmah, Keter. This is Bethel, this is the house of God. This is the holy and terrible place of healing and sacrifice. This is the house of the name. Here Jacob's ladder touches earth. Here we struggle with the angel and are overcome. Here we offer the firstborn upon the altar. Here we encounter the empty tomb and the presence of mystery. Here we melt down our precious idol and fulfill the way. Feel the sovereignty of your body. Feel the living nature of your body. Feel your body as the container of life. Be aware of the room and the angels and the world as the field of operation of your life. Be aware of the earth, be aware of the planets, be aware of the great pool of the stars. We are surrounded on all sides by the body of Nuit, the star mother. The deep mother who is the depth of space, who is the great pool of stars, who is the who contains infinite points of view, each single point connected to each other point. Fall back, fall down into the arms of Nuit. Let her receive you. Let her hold you. Forget yourself and your form and your life. Enter the arms of Nuit, giving all, surrendering all. Resting in her, the first beloved. Feeling the great web of interconnections, star to star, point to point, and the mystery of the space in between that is warm and is loving, is filled with presence. Feeling the single point coming out of the multiplicity into the singularity, being the one point, the one star, the single positioned point in the arms of the Deep Mother, arising out of her body. Extending the point by reflection, so the point becomes the line. Infinite reflection, infinite extension, as the point moves into the line. There is the great field of nothing, there is the body of nuit, there is the thousand points of view, there is the one point. By reflection, there is the line. And the line becomes the surface, becomes the enclosing triangle. One dimension becomes two dimensions. Length and breadth appear as our shaping unfolds. We step into the mystery of the art, into the prism of the art. And the fire of the one point, the creativity of the single star, manifests the solid. There is appearance, there is shaping, length and breadth and depth. As the point acquires dimension, it acquires extension, it acquires boundedness, it acquires expression into solidity. Actuality emerges. It acquires motion and movement. It acquires creation and destruction in its moving form. Infinite extension leading to the growth of the solid, the enclosure of the surface, bounding motion, coming to the balance point, the self-reflective point, the point that contemplates actuality and appearance, motion and time. That emerges in the bliss of knowing, the bliss of mirroring and reflecting, that generates a thought of itself and its universe. Becoming the child. Whose bliss is in being, whose thought is fresh, whose knowing is new, who steps into activity, who crosses the horizon, who sees and speaks the new world into being, who walks untouched through the valleys of the shadows of death, who invites all to dinner, who gathers all into the great bundle of the living. Who is Mat made flesh, who is the balance point. And who in its innocence bows and returns. The holy living creature goes and returns, having blessed and being blessed, returns its form, surrendering again into the arms of the mother, surrendering again into the body of Nuit, surrendering into the thousand points and the thousand connections. Surrendering into the deep stillness that generates all life. Constellating again as a single point of fire and life, the rising winged sun that generates newness. Becoming the single point, the singularity that extends itself by reflection, becoming the infinite line that extends into enclosure, into the primal triangle of two-dimensionality, becoming the first shape. That passes through the prism of the art and becomes the solid. That becomes movement and time. That becomes the self-reflected point. That balances and blesses. That takes appearance as the living child. Whose being is bliss, whose thought is fresh, whose action is mysterious, who manifests Ma'at. They're just bringing your attention back out.